After spending hours under the studio lights, taking off my podcast glam is the first thing that I look forward to. And I started using Garnier Micellar Water because it's America's number one micellar brand. And it's also so incredibly gentle and hydrating for my skin. It removes everything in one step with zero tugging at my skin, leaving my face feeling refreshed and soothed. It's truly the ultimate sensitive skin hack for anyone with a busy schedule. I keep a bottle in my car. I keep a bottle in my home gym, which is my garage, and it gets extra cold and dry in there. Anywhere where I need a little refresh or to get that makeup off immediately. And of course, I keep it next to my sink at night because it is always my first step when I am getting unready. It's really tough on that makeup. It always gets it all off, but it's gentle on the skin. There's no harsh rubbing involved, no tugging, no rinsing needed even. It instantly lifts away makeup, oil, and dirt. It's truly the best makeup remover for sensitive skin. And it's easy to get. You can grab it on Amazon.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Kendall Ray.
And I'm Janelle.
Welcome back, guys. We're so happy to have you here this week. We're really in a good mood. We are so excited to film this episode.
Yeah. I'm always in a good mood on Sesh days.
Me too, honestly.
I look forward to it.
It is. It's really fun. And yeah, we have a really good episode for you this week.
We do. Kind of a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some spicy topics, a few things, a little updates on James
Charles.
Right.
He made a little statement.
Yeah, he did. a video statement. Yeah. So we will be going over that, kind of updating on the story we touched on last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of other little things. But then we also, the main thing that we're going to be doing today is a fun game of show and tell.
Yes.
Janelle and I came up with this idea the other night. I was like laying in the bath and I was like, oh, that would be like kind of fun to show some things.
So smart.
You know, show and tell back in the day?
It was like, so fun.
In school, it was so fun. I would get so excited for show and tell
day. Yes, I loved showing everyone my stuff. And then I also liked seeing other people's stuff.
It's fun. It helps you get to know people and kind of see what you're into or like what things are important to you. So we each brought a few items today. Including, I am going to be using or sharing my rabbit as one of them.
Yes.
So I will be bringing him out a little bit later. And then Sydney and Corelli also brought stuff. So they are going to be doing show and tell as well.
Your little wipes are so cute. Oh, I'm really excited to get into the new studio when we all have a little bit more space. And then you guys can really like be a part of the show more and stuff.
Our new studio space is going to be so cool. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know we keep talking about it. But last week we had a meeting with the person who's going to be helping us design. And holy shit, I'm really excited.
It's going to be really cool. Like all three of our sets are going to be really cool.
They're going to be so different. Oh my God. Yeah. They're all going to be so cool. Like seriously.
They really are. They amazing. Like we're really reimagining the way that we are going to like film it and how we're going to have. Yeah, it's just going to be really cool. We're really, really so excited if you stoked. Can't tell. And it's just going to be so nice for us to not have to set up in the same space. Mm-hmm. Like we literally have Josh's sign over there and
I feel
there's
like
just stuff everywhere. It's really small in here.
Yeah, it's very cluttered and it's almost like I feel like I'm gonna be even more inspired when I walk into the own like sesh. This is the sesh time, like in our cute little setup, and then like, you know, for Mile Higher, it's totally different. You can just get more of like in the zone for that specific show.
That's how I feel. Because
like
too.
You're in the same, at least with Mile Higher, I'm over there. So I get like a little bit of difference, but you're literally in the same seat.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, hard to like switch gears.
Exactly.
They're completely different shows.
Yeah. I mean,
we're talking about really serious stuff on Mile Higher a lot.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be really fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. And that, and getting guests too. We're definitely gonna be able to get guests on the show really soon.
Pumped.
I mean, we're all vaccinated here. Our whole team, everyone on our team is vaccinated. Yep. So if guests are vaccinated, we are more than happy to start booking.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
If you want to be on the show,
yeah,
maybe we should have a booking email. We need a booking email.
We
bookings
can do that.
At whatever. Yeah. We'll have it below.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If there's anyone out there who feels like maybe they know someone or someone themselves wants to come on.
And we just want interesting people. You don't have to be like a famous person necessarily. We want someone with a cool job or a cool skill or something that can be useful.
Something that can like teach us something. Yeah. And just
That our audience would find interesting. Yeah. Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, that'll be down below. Some type of way to get in contact with us.
Yeah. I love this show. I'm so excited to get to like talk to some people here.
Well, and a lot of, I feel like people that you've made friends with on YouTube are not necessarily in the true crime space. So it's kind of like, if you collab with them, it's almost like, well, what would we exactly do?
Exactly.
You know, this is a spot where we can like, you know, do more like fun, like goofy interactive videos.
Yeah. So. It's going to be so good. Yeah.
So yeah, we're super stoked. But like Kendall said, we have show and tell this week. So we all brought some items. It's going to be really fun. I figured this is a great way to get to know someone without, because it's like you wouldn't randomly bring up these things we're about to talk about, like the backstory behind them, you know?
Right.
But like once it's there, we can like tell the story and why it means something to us or why we like it or whatever. And then it's like a way to get to know us in a personal way that we probably wouldn't have otherwise shared.
Yeah. And I think most of the stuff we brought, we can describe them enough that you can just listen and kind of imagine what we're talking
about.
Of course, if you want to see the things we're talking about, you can go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to bring in some pictures, but then I was like, that's kind of hard to like describe a photo.
One of my things is, it's not a picture, but it's a poster. And I was like, yeah, I know I can't really just, but I'm going to do my best to describe it and whatever. The backstory behind it is more that what matters. So if you are interested in seeing, definitely hop over to YouTube if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcast.
Yeah, we've been like going through photos the last like, well, all today.
Yeah, speaking of photos.
The last week, we were working on a memorial slideshow right now for our grandparents, I guess, memorial. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, we're like kind of late on it. Our family like waited. And then now that my grandma passed in 2020, obviously we couldn't do anything. So we wanted to have their memorial together. So we're finally doing it. Mm-hmm. Now our grandpa passed two plus years ago.
Yeah. It was just really bad timing. Then COVID hit and it was just, and we have family out of town that's coming in. So anyways, Kendall and I are working on this like slideshow of their lives kind of and like the life they built. And we've been going through so many pictures.
It's got me feeling very nostalgic, like seeing all of this and then organizing all the photos in order of their life. Like we have photos of them when they were really, like really young. And then we had, you know, just through everything and then kind of organizing it to when we came in and then trying to make a timeline out of their life. And it just definitely had me thinking, like,
it's crazy to see like your grandparents in photos that like in your age, like seeing my grandparents in their 20s. I'm like, oh, that's me right now. It's just it's very bizarre because they have passed away. And so it just it for me really put it into perspective of like, it's so bizarre how life is so short and goes by so fast. Like one day our grandkids are like looking at our pictures.
I know. Or just watching the sesh.
Oh my God. Now that's a mind fuck.
They're like playing it at our memorials.
Oh my God. That's so
seriously
weird.
I mean, it definitely had me thinking about what I want the end of my life, or like my life memorial to look like, and the photos that you take. Like when you're taking photos, I feel like you don't often think, especially in today's generation where it's all about Instagram, social media, and that's what photos are for. And when a lot of people are taking photos, they're thinking about posting them on socials, not necessarily like you're documenting your life for your grandchildren and for
just for families in general. Yeah,
wild.
It is. Yeah.
Having someone's life in a box of photos is just a little... I don't know. It's been kind of emotional the last couple of days working on this for sure.
It has been.
It's definitely made me think about my own life and how short life is.
That's what's crazy. I feel like time is going by so fast. Mm-hmm. And when you're a kid, I was thinking like, oh, I wish I, you know, took more time when I was a kid to like ask my grandparents questions about like their childhood and like their work and just, you know, get to know them more. But as a kid, like you don't think about that. And that's like, how
it is
with like
capacity to understand it.
And like you've only been alive for a short amount of time, so you don't really have like anything to compare time to. Whereas like now that I feel like we're getting older, you know, when I look at a picture from my dad when he was in his 20s, I'm like, holy shit, that's crazy. Like I'm in living what he was. It's just,
it is even weirder seeing your own parents. Because really going through photos of my mom the other day, it was definitely trippy. Like her when she was definitely younger than me.
Right.
And to me, she just looks so mature. And I'm like, wow, I'm like older than her though. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre. But anyways.
It's crazy how much things have changed though too. Just going through the photos over the decades, the styles. Like there's this one of Janelle's dad. Can we put it up?
Yeah, we can put it up.
Okay, it's so good. I love it.
It's amazing. He's like.
Look at his turtleneck.
I know, his little turtleneck. It's so funny. Good. And then there's like other pictures of our my dad and our uncle in like short shorts. Mm-hmm. And we were like cracking up because now those styles like totally coming back. Yeah, like the 80s and 90s are back. It's so funny. My mom was wearing a like pair of biker shorts and like an oversized t-shirt in one of her pictures. And I was like, I would
wear that. Big socks, like white shoes. It looked all cute. Yeah, it was really cute. It's totally back in style.
So funny. Yeah. History really does repeat itself. It's crazy.
It really does. But so many things have changed. Like,
true.
Just like as far as, oh, Josh and I were watching this video this morning. I really want to show this to you.
Yeah.
I want everyone to see this. This is so crazy.
Should husbands watch the birth of their children?
I believe so, yes.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think that a woman goes through quite a lot of pain. She's going through this jointly for her husband and also herself. And a normal procedure in the past has been for husbands to take notice of this. I think that all problems in a married life be shared equally. Therefore, the husband should be there.
Don't you think it would strengthen the family ties and bonds, perhaps, this experience?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's right. I think a woman should have privacy at that stage. I think it's abominable.
Don't you think this sharing of the experience would go to strengthen family bonds, perhaps?
No, I don't. I think that it would destroy them to a very great measure.
I definitely do not. Well, I think it's a job for the hospital authority.
So
isn't
funny.
That crazy?
After spending hours under the studio lights, taking off my podcast glam is the first thing that I look forward to. And I started using Garnier Micellar Water because it's America's number one micellar brand. And it's also so incredibly gentle and hydrating for my skin. It removes everything in one step with zero tugging at my skin, leaving my face feeling refreshed and soothed. It's truly the ultimate sensitive skin hack for anyone with a busy schedule. I keep a bottle in my car. I keep a bottle in my home gym, which is my garage, and it gets extra cold and dry in there. Anywhere where I need a little refresh or to get that makeup off immediately. And of course, I keep it next to my sink at night because it is always my first step when I am getting unready. It's really tough on that makeup. It always gets it all off, but it's gentle on the skin. There's no harsh rubbing involved, no tugging, no rinsing needed even. It instantly lifts away makeup, oil, and dirt. It's truly the best makeup remover for sensitive skin. And it's easy to get. You can grab it on Amazon.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can you imagine people answering that nowadays like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. I like the one that was like, it's for the hospital authorities.
Yeah, the hospital authorities.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so insane though? Because nowadays, I can't imagine guys just not, like it would be so rare for a guy to be like, I'm not going to the birth because I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
Like your husband's at least there. Maybe they're not looking down because they're like squeamish, but like most of the time they're there. It hasn't even been that long. This was in the 60s.
Right. That's what I was going to say. It hasn't been that long. That's what's so crazy is things change so fast.
And just people on the street, like think about how different people are dressed just like out in society. Isn't that wild?
They're also like so fancy. Dressed up and,
and the way they spoke too.
I don't know, they're talking like this.
And even in our, yeah, and our grandpa sometimes would kind of talk like
kinda,
that.
Had
like
yeah.
A tinge had like of that. Like you can tell he used to talk like that.
Why, yeah, why did everyone sound so different?
Like, I don't know. People had like accents. Decades ago. Josh and I were talking about that this morning. I have no idea. It's so, it's like so proper the way.
I feel like speak. We sound so like.
You probably think we're dumbasses.
Like the, like yeah. Very like stonery, I guess you could say. Like the typical like surfer bro. Like I think that's how a lot of people in America speak. Whereas back then it was much more like formal.
Yeah, it was very formal. And yeah, just the way they dressed and answered everything. And so just like everything was so, I can't imagine living
back then. I know.
I truly cannot imagine living back then.
I know. It's crazy.
If anyway.
You could, if you could live in like any time period in the past, what would you pick?
In like the last 100
like,
years.
Yeah, like recent history, not like last, Egyptian times.
Like the like, previous like century.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like in the 1900s, I guess, somewhere in there.
I definitely wouldn't want to be in like the 50s or the 60s. I think it'd be really hard to be a woman pretty much anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
I think maybe it would be fun to experience the whole flapper thing.
That would be
the
cool. The
20s, you know?
Yeah.
The roaring 20s.
Yeah.
And yeah, be a flapper.
Yeah.
Be sweet.
I would probably go to like the 70s or like early 80s.
Of course you would. Yeah.
I just feel like that's such a cool era. I really want to experience
that. That was a cool era. Yeah. Why would I go to the 20s? Honestly, never mind. Take it back.
It seems like it was more fun, like psychedelic and like.
Yeah. That one, just that time's way
people
funner.
People were.
Funner.
Like, you know, like fighting for so many different, you know, rights of LGBTQ and civil rights. It just, it was like a lot going on. And
there
just,
was a lot of change. It was going from that, what we just watched, into what we are now is like a huge time of transformation.
Yeah. Go to the 70s, maybe 80s, but
yeah, anyways, I guess curious. I'd agree with you. I'd probably enjoy back then a little bit more.
Yeah.
20s were probably still fairly lame. Although it would have been badass to be a flapper in that time because you'd be so out of the box that you'd feel wild.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a cool time.
But, like, things also sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I guess time is all relative because things suck now. But
that's true. That's true. Depending on how you look at it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get into some of our spicy topics this week. We've got James here.
James
Charles. He's made a video. So a little review on James Charles, if you are not familiar with James. Mm-hmm. He is a 21-year-old beauty guru, the ex-host of Instant Influencer, which was terrible.
Yeah.
I believe they're still continuing on without him, though.
Without him, though, that's so awkward. YouTube's like, sorry, we don't need you. We're going to have season two, but not with you.
And yeah, so he's had a, you know, rough couple of weeks. He's been dealing with backlash from his underage sexting scandal that was exposed. And he recently lost monetization on YouTube, which is a huge source of revenue for James.
And Morphe, he broke up with them.
Yep. Well, it kind of seems like, they said it was a mutual decision, right? They said the breakup was mutual.
Yeah, like, we mutually decided to do this. I'm like, James, why would you want to do that? You're making so much fucking money from them.
Yeah, they broke up with his ass, clearly. They just wanted to be nice about it. And they haven't really, though. That's the thing about Morphe.
They're still
they
on
suck.
The website.
They're like terrible.
A few dollars discounted, but they're still up there.
That is so weird. That is really weird.
It's really interesting because the discount now is like the 10% off. So it's discounted like $2 or $3.
Oh my god!
Isn't 10% off like typical?
That's,
like isn't that what that
like
code?
You tell his James, use sisters.
So there's what? So now it's just like his prices are the price with the code.
Yeah, but just wow.
So like Morphe really didn't do anything. Like they discounted the palettes, but what, $3?
They just said they're not going to be making any more of them, basically.
They probably have,
but they're still
so
trying to get
of
rid
them.
Of their stock. Oh, I'm sure they've got so many.
Why wouldn't they
so
just
many.
Like,
they should just give it all to TJ Maxx or something.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying.
Yeah, like dump it somewhere. Someone will take it. Someone will buy it.
Oh, yeah.
But they should not be selling it on their website. That's just a bad look to have him on your website. You
I
know?
Agree. I agree completely.
Like, what on earth, dude?
No.
So he has broken his silence about everything that's going on. Well, last week we touched on his lawsuit.
Yeah.
So quick, we'll go over it more. But yeah, one of his ex-employees is suing him for things that happened while they were working. We'll get more into that. But James broke his silence on social media with his response video.
He went on Twitter.
And it clarified. Oh, it was on Twitter?
He was
on
Twitter.
Is that where he posted it? Or maybe he posted it to like Instagram.
Yeah, maybe.
Things.
I saw it
just
on Twitter.
Did the social blast. but it's not his return to social media, he says. He's still taking a break. But he feels like he has to make a public statement about the current situation involving his ex-employee. Mm-hmm. This lawsuit started in 2019. They tried to keep it off the internet. And mm-hmm. he said that in his video, too, that they like. But now he wants to share his piece.
Well, he was like, she's coming out and saying stuff. So I guess,
yeah,
you know, I will too, or whatever.
Okay, James. So, Joms.
Joms.
Kelly Rocklin, his ex-employee, is mm-hmm. suing him for wrongful termination, bad working condition, and is owed money from overtime wages that yeah. were unpaid. So she started working for James after seeing a job post on Snapchat, actually. Isn't that weird? He put it out there like, I'd need some help. And she didn't know who he was, but she had worked for Erica Costell, another influencer from Jake Paul's
Erica Costell.
Oh God, that's really bad. That was a song. Man, I like totally missed that. You showed me that recently.
Yeah,
that,
her I remember song. That came out. I think it's like the funniest shit oh, ever. Boy. Anyways.
So she applied for this job mm-hmm. and was selected by James, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. And she said that she would help him take his career to the next level. And she did. She totally did. Her title was creative director and director of operations. So both of those things. And her job is, oh my gosh, this is so crazy to me. This yeah, is like you doing literally like everything behind the scenes. He had her running his merch, strategizing for social media posts. So like figuring out when to post them, how often to post, and like what to post. Taking the pics and the videos of him. So doing all his social stuff, producing and editing all his videos. So that means, I'm guessing producing means you're making up the content. You're coming up with like what he's going to do, what or like working do. With him with it,
yeah.
setting up the set, right. getting the cameras ready, all of that.
Right.
And
right.
then also editing all the content on top of that. And she was helping him maintain a output of 8 videos a month, like twice a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Like I do once a week. And back then it was more common to upload more frequently. Yeah. So back then I used to do like 3 days a week and mm-hmm. that was a ton of work. So geez, yeah, 8 a month. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, she was also just in charge of like general creative direction and like career path for him.
Mm-hmm. And so in that time he grew his channel a shit ton. Yeah. He started off with 2.7 million and went to 8.5 million.
Yep. She really launched him to the moon, man.
So, yeah.
And she claims that like it, I mean, which, how, you know, you can argue this all day. Like, is it because of James that he got that far? And I'm sure he would not want her taking credit and he'd be like, it wasn't because of her. But
yeah.
Hey, I mean, well, you got to acknowledge the people that help you.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was gonna say.
So yeah, he definitely was pissed about this whole lawsuit.
Yeah.
But she also claims, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that apparently she claims that she was so involved because she had so many fucking hats to wear that it was like to the point that if she wasn't literally yeah. doing everything, then like nothing would get done, mm-hmm. which is scary to like have everything fall on your shoulders.
Yeah. He basically was like, let me give you a salary to like be me, but not like you're like me, the shadow of me. Mm-hmm. And then I'm the cover, mm-hmm. you know, but you do everything behind it, like you're the whole operation from mm-hmm. James Charles, mm-hmm. even the merch.
Yeah, yeah, that's so weird.
That's
to me,
so much work for one person.
I don't know, it's crazy. So then she came out recently with this article mm-hmm. and like kind of exposed
through
him.
Business Insider.
Yeah,
she's been doing some interviews with them. She said that she has to get him out of bed, tell him to brush his teeth, and that she would have him have someone coming to do his laundry. Mm-hmm. So that's, wow. I didn't even know you could do that. Yeah. Someone can just come to the house and do your laundry?
Of course. You can have anyone do anything if you have enough money.
Just like laundry service?
Someone wipe your butthole every time you poop if you need to.
Well, apparently he couldn't do his own laundry. So she would be like, don't worry, someone's coming. And she'd arrange it all for him. So she was like his personal assistant, video editor, producer, and content director.
I will say this, like just because she's saying this, like I'm not saying... I don't know if I believe 100% that he literally wouldn't brush his teeth.
Okay, like, fair enough. He would thank you for that. Jom says
I'm
thank
not
you.
Saying, like, I'm not trying to stick up for Jom.
No,
whatever,
but I agree
like,
with you. I agree with you. We got to give him the benefit of the doubt here.
I'm not saying that what she went through wasn't shitty, but at the same time, like, could she be exaggerating? Mm-hmm. Yes, she could be. Maybe she's not. Maybe he really didn't brush his teeth. But that's a very...
I think she meant it more like figuratively, like I'd go over and he still wasn't even ready yeah. to film and I'd have to like get him through the process sure. and like, And some, she also said some days he just wouldn't want to film and she'd be like, well, what too are, bad. Yeah. Then like you have to, have, you know, you've signed brand deals or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So she would have to kind of like coddle him. Mm-hmm. So who knows? These are just claims. Right. Like, I mean, we're making it clear. This is just what she's claiming in her lawsuit.
After spending hours under the studio lights, taking off my podcast glam is the first thing that I look forward to. And I started using Garnier Micellar Water because it's America's number one micellar brand. And it's also so incredibly gentle and hydrating for my skin. It removes everything in one step with zero tugging at my skin, leaving my face feeling refreshed and soothed. It's truly the ultimate sensitive skin hack for anyone with a busy schedule. I keep a bottle in my car. I keep a bottle in my home gym, which is my garage, and it gets extra cold and dry in there. Anywhere where I need a little refresh or to get that makeup off immediately. And of course, I keep it next to my sink at night because it is always my first step when I am getting unready. It's really tough on that makeup. It always gets it all off, but it's gentle on the skin. There's no harsh rubbing involved, no tugging, no rinsing needed even. It instantly lifts away makeup, oil, and dirt. It's truly the best makeup remover for sensitive skin. And it's easy to get. You can grab it on Amazon.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
She claims she worked 80 hours a week or more sometimes for him and wasn't paid overtime even at minimum
wage.
That
is bullshit and illegal.
Yeah, it is.
But that is like straight BS. You can't just like not pay someone overtime. That's insane.
So then she had an injury, a concussion while at the nail salon with James. She was listening to the nail tech talk about her carpal tunnel surgery, I guess. And it was so disgusting that she passed out. And she woke up to James like frantic above her saying she had passed out. So she was rushed to the hospital and she found out she had a concussion and doctors recommended she take a week off from work. And she had a lot of issues after this. And we talked about this last week or the week before, maybe. Yeah. James wanted to bring her laptop to her while she was in the hospital, allegedly, to make her work through the concussion because he didn't want his uploads to stop. And it sounds like this is why you don't have one person that if like they go down, your whole operation goes down.
Yeah, your whole operation goes down. You can't have, that's not, just stupid. That's like the stupidest way to run a company. That's asking for failure.
Seriously.
What happens if something happens to that person and they can't work for a week
then
or something?
Screwed.
And then
your sister's screwed.
And that's honestly your own fault as like the brand owner of you. You should be thinking far ahead and not being like, oh, well, if they get sick or something happens or a family emergency, I'm fucked. Like that's your own fault, dude.
Yeah. And then just, oh my gosh, can you imagine at any other job them being like, no, you can't take any time off for your concussion. Right. Let me bring you your work.
That's illegal.
Yeah, you can't do that. I don't know what the fuck. He is terrible. That just shows so much about a person's character. Like, I don't care what it is that this person does for you. Like,
yeah, I agree.
What the fuck? Well, it's YouTube videos. It's YouTube videos.
It's so
makeup
true.
Content.
It's so true. Like, at the end of the day, it's fucking YouTube videos.
Yeah. I mean, like, the job's not that important.
It's not going, no one's going to die if you don't post.
It's not an emergency at all. God. So, yeah. So she said that she was really upset that all of this happened because she was planning on having a longer career with James. She had this whole like vision for how they were going to work together and she was going to make him biggest star he can possibly be. And then they walked. Oh, he also claimed, sorry, these are more of the claims. She claims that he walked around the house naked in front of her, that he would call her a bitch, and that he one time asked her to shave his butt.
I think before Coachella.
I think that's just like crazy.
And I don't know. Like, I mean, these are claims, right? These are claims, but they're specific. She said that it was one time that he said, you might have to shave my butt because he was going to like a Coachella thing.
He was like joking, like, oh, he might have been.
And that's something that like I would say to you, or like we would joke around like that too.
Yeah.
But called her a bitch.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And walked around the house naked in front of her. And this isn't just like, it's just so different because we work together, obviously, but we're cousins. We've been like best friends our whole lives. Yeah. This is just some random girl that he hired off of Snapchat.
Right.
And he's calling her a bitch and saying, shave my butt. Like, are you kidding me? And then she also claims that he used the N-word, har R, around her several times. And several people have made this claim about James in the past that he uses that word.
So. Yeah, not good. So this came out, but before it did, James hopped on social media, put out a video, like we were saying, and basically was like warning all this shit's about to come out, like trying to do damage control before it even happened, basically. Mm-hmm. So that
tried.
So let's watch a little clip of James.
As you guys know, for the past couple of weeks, I have obviously been offline. I've been taking time away to learn, to reflect, to talk to professionals, and most importantly, to try to help better the situation that happened recently in any way that I possibly can. I've been quiet online, but things behind the scenes have not been so quiet. There's a lot going on, and I currently feel as though the situation that I was in is being taken advantage of, and I feel as though I'm being blackmailed, which is why I wanted to film this video today. For those who are not aware, for the last 2 years now, I've been dealing with an ongoing lawsuit from one of my previous employees. This is something that I have never spoken about, I've never mentioned, because I wanted to keep it private out of respect for her, and the fact that it's literally an ongoing litigation. But she's now speaking about it, which is just perfect time considering everything else that's going on. Basically, when I was 18, I moved to LA. I was living in my downtown apartment, as you guys know, and my YouTube channel was just starting to take off. I was filming and editing 3 videos a week by myself for my channel, and I really just wanted help, so I hired an editor. This person worked for me and then was later promoted to my producer, which means she was no longer editing. She was helping me film videos and was like my right-hand person for a salary of $72,000 a year. She only worked for me for about 6 months and then was let go, and now I am being sued. I have a very, very small team. I've always had a small team. There are not many ex-employees because most of my team members have been with me for a really long time now. My team is like family to me. The worst part about all of this, though, is that if I were in some universe to make this ungodly amount of settlement money, if I was to pay it, I'm sure a lot of you are smart enough to take a guess as to what would happen to these claims. They would be retracted and they would magically go away. I'm sorry, I'm at a loss for words. This is just disgusting. I know that my lawyer has been like a topic of conversation, a meme, a part of my internet persona for a while now, and I get it. But contrary to popular belief, I have never, ever paid anybody to speak or to not speak about me, and this will not be the first time that I do it. It just won't. And unfortunately, at this point, my only option is to pursue this to the fullest extent of the law and hope that one day, whenever it does get to a courtroom in the future, justice will be served.
Okay, so James is basically saying that a lot of this is just not true.
Oh, he's saying it's not true at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is like basically making the whole thing up.
Well, and then he also says that she was editor and then became producer later on.
Mm-hmm.
And they were promoted. Two different roles that she wasn't doing everything. So yeah, he's completely disputing her side of things. So
he talks so fast.
I know he does.
And I'm like, did you practice that whole thing? Because in the original video, that was just like a clip of it. In the original thing, it's like one take. There's no editing in it. So I'm like, how did you know? Are you just that good at talking that you can just think up everything and like use these big legal terms like litigation and blah, blah, blah. Or did you practice this? Did someone write you a script? What the fuck?
Well, I think he's been like, they've been going back and forth with this for a while. So he's probably learned some, you know, law
words.
He's like,
I'm a lawyer now.
He said that she only worked with him for 6 months too before she was let go.
Mm-hmm.
And then she claims that she was fired over at his house after being gifted this Louis Vuitton bag. And he like gave her this bag and was like, you've done a great job. Thanks for helping me, blah, blah, blah. And then fired her like right after. So she thinks, she's claiming that she was fired because of the concussion. She thinks that she was fired due to not being able to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess people can kind of decide what they think here because we really don't know what truly happened.
No.
This is all alleged.
I'm excited for this to like unfold, though.
Me too. I'm kind of interested.
As a viewer.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, pretty juicy that this is happening. Yeah. But she said that she initially wanted to settle this with him privately, but then his legal representation decided to decline, you know, doing that style.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they'd rather litigate the dispute in private arbitration.
Well, suing someone is a lot of fucking time and money for both parties. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, hopefully if... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess he must... If he's literally not willing to compromise in any way and come up with some type of agreement, then it must sound like he's really adamant that, that whatever she's claiming is not true.
Well, maybe it's not. I mean, it is kind of hard when she has sued other YouTubers.
Because I do, like... I don't know James personally, but like he pumps out a ton of content. He does seem like a pretty motivated person. So I don't know if I necessarily believe everything about like brushing his teeth and stuff. But
yeah, I don't know if I believe all the little claims, but everything else he needs to be able to prove in court that he actually did pay her and that
she was
treated fairly.
Exactly.
And he wasn't trying to bring his laptop to her to work. That's one thing he didn't ever touch on, though. The whole concussion thing. He won't talk about
that. So
he's bringing up all the other little claims, trying to just discredit her as a whole. And maybe some of those things are exaggerated.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Right.
But.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But he said he's going to pursue this to the full extent.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we'll see.
So in a response to his videos, her attorneys actually just made their own statement and said that the reason that the case has taken so long was that James's legal team attempted to compel arbitration and its subsequent appeal for arbitration was denied by the court.
Mm-hmm.
Rocklin, I think. She said that she hoped to set a public precedent for how influencers treat employees, and her lawsuit seeks compensation for wages that she said were withheld from her, along with damages and penalties, attorney's fees, and interest from the 3 years since Rocklin was fired.
Ah, okay.
So we'll have to see what happens.
Goes. I feel like this is going to take a long time.
I do think it's an interesting conversation, though, about how people that have employees, or especially like David too. I don't know if any of those guys are like employees, the people in the blog squad, but does he pay them to like be, he must
pay them to be in them.
Especially since they are the content, but maybe he doesn't. But in general, well, this is a good conversation for people to be having about employees. For
if David doesn't pay his fucking people, then I'm like, why? I'm sorry, but why would you be in, like, why are you stupid enough to be in those for free?
Yeah, because they want clout. David's got the views. David's got people watching him. He's got eyes on him. So they want a piece of that.
Clout doesn't fucking buy you things and pay your bills at the end of the day.
Exactly. But I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he was paying people behind the scenes that are like editing and doing work, but I don't know if he was paying people for appearing in his content.
I don't know.
Just in general, it's kind of interesting that this conversation is being had, because a lot of people have employees. I've got employees, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think it's an important conversation to have.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point. Also, because YouTube is such a new thing, mm-hmm. relatively speaking, right. that there's not a lot of other things to compare this to.
Right.
Of like, well, when this happened, this is how it got solved. You know, this is all fairly new, and it's pretty rare. It was pretty rare until YouTube and like social media popped off to have young people employing other people, like 18-year-olds owning a business and employing other people. Like, James, to some extent, of course, you're not going to know what you're doing, but then you need to hire someone who does know what they're doing in order to make sure that you're, you know, covering your ass so that people aren't coming after you because you were treating them poorly or not paying them or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see.
We shall see.
Let's also see. Well, first, we want to see a sponsor real fast.
Yeah, let's do a little sponsor. We'll be right back to talk about Ellen.
After spending hours under the studio lights, taking off my podcast glam is the first thing that I look forward to. And I started using Garnier Micellar Water because it's America's number one micellar brand. And it's also so incredibly gentle and hydrating for my skin. It removes everything in one step with zero tugging at my skin, leaving my face feeling refreshed and soothed. It's truly the ultimate sensitive skin hack for anyone with a busy schedule. I keep a bottle in my car. I keep a bottle in my home gym, which is my garage, and it gets extra cold and dry in there. Anywhere where I need a little refresh or to get that makeup off immediately. And of course, I keep it next to my sink at night because it is always my first step when I am getting unready. It's really tough on that makeup. It always gets it all off, but it's gentle on the skin.
There's no harsh rubbing involved, no tugging, no rinsing needed even. It instantly lifts away makeup, oil, and dirt. It's truly the best makeup remover for sensitive skin. And it's easy to get. You can grab it on Amazon.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, so Ellen, what's the news? What's the latest on her?
It's been a moment since we talked about Miss Ellen. Yeah. She is stepping down from her daytime talk show after 19 seasons. 2022 will be the ending point.
So she's not going to go for the 20, make it even?
I know. That's kind of stupid because she started in 2003. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's I don't like that.
Okay, is it me or does Ellen have like a fucking attitude this whole interview?
But I knew that was I knew the 3 years was going to be it. And then everybody's well, like, just, you know, I think even last year people were like, just go to 20. Like, why don't you just stop at 20?
19
like,
is weird.
It's not weird. 19 is good. 19
it's not
is,
a round number.
Well, who cares about a round number? Like, one is the beginning. Nine is the end. So it's a beginning of a new chapter for me and the end of this chapter. So 19 is actually better than 20.
Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, 2020 was not good to anybody. So
you made a joke. You said, if you're starting a talk show, don't make be kind your mantra. Don't make it your motto.
Yeah. My title, it was just a message.
What would your motto be now if you could go back?
F*** yourselves.
But if you weren't familiar, we talked about this months back, but she actually faced allegations about, you know, having a toxic work environment. And that really blew up in the past few months, even though it sounds like it's been happening for a while now. Mm-hmm. And so people think that that really tanked her ratings.
And a lot of people that just claimed to know things about her, like, came forward and said that she was mean.
Yeah.
And just different than she is on her show.
Like, totally different. And apparently the show lost more than 1 million viewers.
Wow. From that?
That's crazy.
And
that's
I called this, remember? I was like, I don't think she's going to come back from this.
Oh, yeah, you
like,
did.
I thought that was some serious damage. On her, she is the generous person.
She
right?
is like the be nice to people, make people happy, love one another.
Ooh, just, I couldn't watch it after that. And I had watched the Ellen show for so many years.
I know, I remember.
So many years.
It was a huge show.
It was
like a top tier show for a long time.
I've seen at least 15 of the seasons, like probably all of them. Like, wow. I have seen a lot of this show.
Yeah.
And I just never turned it back on after this last thing because I just couldn't look at her the same because I knew. It's just hard with like that many people saying things and like, why would they be saying those things?
Yeah.
And then to find out that the workplace was so toxic and I don't know. I just, it kind of like rubbed me the wrong way. I don't think she's like a horrible person or deserves like, you know, I think she's a good person, honestly.
But yeah,
it's just like,
it's yeah. I guess
it felt fake. It just felt fake after that.
That's a great way to put it. It did. Because I was like, okay, are you this nice, happy, like dance around person? Or are you just like a grouch? Then you come on here and fake your way through it for an hour. And then.
And that's how it started to feel. And it started to feel like that before all this came out. Like, she wasn't really enjoying the show that much.
Yeah.
It just started to feel very fake. All of it seemed very forced to me, in my opinion.
Well, apparently, recently the show is getting similar amount of views to the Mari show or the Kelly Clarkson show, which I didn't even know Kelly Clarkson had a show.
Oh yeah, it started like a year or two ago, but it's really tiny.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what they're comparing it to now.
Wow, she fell off hard, man. I didn't think she'd be able to recover from this, but wow. Like
that's bad.
And she was at the top.
Yeah.
She was at the top.
Dude, maybe they were kind of like, okay, Ellen, you need to quit.
It's time to quit.
I think, yeah, they're like, quit while you're ahead. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't because she was doing so great.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh, but Ellen claims that it wasn't challenging her anymore. So that's why she's like wanting to leave, because she wants to do something new and challenging.
Sure, Ellen.
I'm like, okay.
It wasn't because the ratings were tanking beyond belief. I mean, I just feel like this is a classic case of you should have quit while you're ahead. You know, take things too far. Anything, you know, some things just like need to come to an end.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes you push it. It's like, how many shows have you watched? Well, you don't watch shows.
Yeah, but I've heard that.
So many series. It's like, they could have cut that at season 6. They didn't need to keep going.
Right. Well, you know, I always think of it as like the Home Alones. Why are there so many fucking Home Alones? Yeah, they should have cut it at Home Alone 2. That's enough Home Alones. Yeah,
2 was enough.
2 was enough.
I completely agree with that. I think the same about Shrek. Like, they should have stopped after the third. The fact that the fourth one came out still pisses me off. It wasn't good.
I don't even think I saw the fourth one, because I was like, horrible. This is just terrible.
It's like Shrek Everly After After. So many things need to like learn how to, you know.
Yeah.
If you go too far, like Schitt's Creek did a great job of that. They quit while they were ahead.
They kept going.
I know, but you don't want to end on a bad note, dude.
Finished them because I literally don't want it to end. So I just stopped watching, knowing I still have a season.
Terrible. You need to finish it.
I know, but then it'll be over.
But then
for
you can watch other shows. And I have like a list of a million shows that you should watch.
I know. Kendall's always like, you should watch this. I just watched the first episode of Married at First Sight.
Oh, yeah.
The very first season, first episode.
Me and Josh love that shit.
Yep.
Josh is really into that show. He'd probably be embarrassed if I said that, but he thinks it's funny. We just think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, you told me to watch the newer seasons, because I watched the last one. It was like 10 years old. Or not the last one, the first one.
No good. Mm. The new one, the season 11 of that is good, because they are in quarantine together and they're like married to these strangers and stuck in apartments together.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's great entertainment.
Might have top on that.
Anyway, yeah, Ellen's done though.
Yeah.
I think it's probably good, but I do think it's a little sad, you know, after to see it all end this way.
True.
It just sucks that she ended up kind of being this...
Honestly, that's so true. She kind of like was pushed off the internet, and like now she has a bad rep, I feel like, where she built this like empire for years and years.
And she has done so many wonderful things, and her show was such a great source of positivity for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there's people like, and people always talk about watching it in hospitals. That was like their one positive thing of the day mm-hmm. that they would have. And yeah, it was always a positive part of my day.
Yeah.
I loved like her little jokes, and she'd bring up little memes, and then surprise people, give people money. Like, mm-hmm. That was always fun to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, end of an era. Bye. Our talk show's like kind of dying out.
I was going to say that I feel like they're dying out.
It's about podcasts now.
Yeah. Honestly, so many people that were on TV are now going to podcasting. It's crazy.
It's true. Yeah. Things are really changing. I wonder if they'll like, I always thought Ellen was going to find like a replacement one day for her.
Like sure. Like take over.
But yeah, why would you want to take over her show now?
The Ellen show. Though? Yeah. Well, yeah. True.
You don't want that.
Watch her start a podcast.
No one wants to inherit that.
Maybe she'll start a podcast.
Maybe. We can get her what's on. The next project going to be?
Let's see if she'll come on the sesh. We'll promote your podcast, Ellen.
I highly doubt Ellen's going to want to come on our show after we've talked about her this year.
That's what it was. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. I want to do show and tell.
Yes.
Very excited
about this.
Yay. Okay.
Let's
who should
get into
go first?
The things. Oh, I don't know. Well, how many things do you have?
I have 3 things.
Oh. I have more than that.
You do?
Yeah. I've got 5 things.
Okay. That's fine.
I guess I don't really need to show all 5.
Well, if this goes well, we want to make it like a normal thing, like like we said.
We'll see. I guess I'll start with this.
Okay.
Okay. So I have my baby blanket here with me, and it's in pretty good condition because my parents didn't let me have it a lot when I was a kid because, you know, how kids are. It would be a mess. It would be gone by now. I wouldn't have any of it left. So I was only allowed to have it on special occasions. They'd bring it out because this was knitted for me by my grandmother and given to me when I was born. And I'm so glad I have this right now because this morning, Josh, oh my God, I had like a box of my stuff in the garage, or like right in front of the garage in the little room before you go out to our garage.
Mm-hmm.
There was like this box of my grandpa's old shirts, my baby blanket, like stuffed animals I've had from when I was a kid, other just random things from my childhood, my dance shoes, just like things that are important to me. And this morning I went out there to find it and I couldn't find the box. And I was like, where's that box of stuff? And Josh was like, I threw that bench out, because it was like a bench box thing.
Mm-mm.
He's like, I threw that out like 6 months ago. And I was like, what? And I almost started
She comes crying. Upstairs. She's like, it's fucking gone. All my baby stuff is gone. And I was like, yeah, I was like, you looked like you're about to have a panic attack. And I was like, oh my God.
I think Josh threw it out.
Yeah, you're because, like, Josh threw it out.
And if you haven't heard this saga, Josh throws things out all the time. He is the king of throwing out things. Like, he has thrown out the hammer, random just things that are important. Random things. Like, things that are like a label maker.
Or he'll like buy something that's like put it together yourself. And then he like doesn't do it. And he just throws it
out. He's like, or yeah, the grill's like too dirty. So I'll just throw it out. Yeah, he loves to just throw things out. Like, he has no attachment to items at all. One time he threw out my textbooks in the middle of the semester.
What the fuck?
Because we were moving. He was like, I didn't have room for them. I was like,
what?
So, and I had to buy them for the end of the semester. I had to repurchase them. Anyway,
I'm just talking shit about my husband. But
thankfully, he did not throw them out. I went upstairs and literally almost cried to Janelle. I was like, I don't know what we're going to do for this episode because I can't find my blankie. Yeah. And I really wanted to talk about my blankie. But yeah, luckily he had put them all in a separate box in the basement, like everything.
Thank God.
I found it all. So
crisis averted. Yes,
we are not going to divorce.
Just kidding. Yeah. I was like, this is not going to go over well. She's freaking out. No, but
I was
really upset.
I looked at him. I was like, you threw my baby blanket out. And he was just like,
Oh no.
He felt so bad. No. I just had to walk away. I was like, oh my God.
In my head, I was like, I'm manifesting right now. He's going to find it. You're like, he's storming around the garage right now. He's like, he's going to find it. He's going to find it. And then you came back up and I could hear you laughing a little. So I was like, oh, okay. I think she found it.
Thank God. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really happy because this blanket means so much to me. There's like all these specific holes in it that I used to be able to fit my hand through there.
Oh, not that's anymore. Cute.
But yeah, I used to like always put my hand through really this one shape. Hole and then, or maybe it was this hole.
It's such good shape for having it for
because they took it
from
me and I'd get really upset back then that I wasn't allowed to have it. But now I'm super grateful because I can take a little like pic with my kid in it one day.
That's
you know?
Cute.
I know.
Especially when your grandma made it. That's so cute.
And this is the only thing she's made, guys. She's not that type of grandma that like knits. So this was a challenge for her. And she always reminds me like, take good care of that thing because it was like the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. So Josh would have been also murdered by my grandma.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that it was okay. It's very cute. And I think blankies are amazing. You know what? I'm just going to bring my first thing out too. We'll have a blankie party.
Yes. Tell us about your blankie.
Okay. This is my blankie. And my parents did not take it from me, but I had an original blankie when I was born. It was green and it was like a waffle weave blanket like this, but it was green. And I carried that shit around with me forever. It was by far like the biggest like security piece in my life.
Definitely.
And then it like ripped to like literally nothingness. And then one day I was at my grandparents' house and it just like disappeared. And I still think like someone threw it away. Like I feel like one of my grandparents threw it out, or like maybe one of my parents threw it out because they were like, she needs to get rid of the blankie. Like,
just kind of ripped the band-aid.
Yeah, ripped the band-aid. But they all swear up and down like, no, I never threw it out. It just like got lost and somehow. So I think they were
really
thinking like, oh, she'll just get over it. No, I was like, you need to buy me another fucking blankie right now. So I've been through a few blankies and I have two blankies. This is like part one. Part two is at my house because part two is like ripped to shreds and it's just like not even transportable. It like stays in my like nightstand basically. It's like ripped to shreds. But then I have part two that's more recent because I was like, one day I won't have part one and I'm gonna be sad. And so I need to carry this thing on. So I bought this, like, it's still been around for a long time, but it's more solid. It's like a little gray waffle weave blankie. And I am 26 years old and have had a blankie since I was born. I will plan to continue to keep it.
And you don't just have it in your house. I sleep with it every single night.
I remember back in like high school, my parents like make fun, like for years, they'd be like, what, are you going to bring your blankie to college with you? And I remember like thinking, I don't know. And then college came and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm bringing my blankie to college, bitch. So blankie went to college with me. Blankie's been through moves, been through vacations. I mean, I sleep
Hell
with
yeah,
it every
blankie.
Single night. And the funniest part is I thought I was like the real weird one of like the world. Like, you're
in your fucking 20s and you have a blankie. And I was embarrassed for a long time. Weird. Like, I would not have brought this on the show like a few years ago. I wouldn't
really
want to. Oh yeah, I was embarrassed because like I didn't know anyone else who like had a blankie. But then you recently sent me a TikTok and it was like about the, it was like this girl who had a blankie and it was like my parents, and it was like, are you really gonna bring that thing around with you until you're 30 or something? And like, then she popped up and she was like, yes I am, and did like a little dance with it, and I was like, yeah. So then I found blankie TikTok on TikTok.
That's amazing. I told you, TikTok's incredible. There's a community
for
everything.
I belong more. Wow. Never mind. There was like full on moms on there like, yeah, I have my blankie. There was this one guy with this this daughter filmed her dad and she like walked in his room and he literally had his little blankie like draped over his head and he was like in bed with his wife, and I was like, yes.
My parents would say the same thing to me when I was younger about my Barney I slept with every night. He was like, you're gonna bring them to college? And I was always like, yeah, I'm gonna bring them. And I did.
Yeah, no shame. I remember when I started dating John, I was like, well, I gotta introduce John to blankie, they need to meet.
Wow, that's really
luckily
cute.
He didn't judge me, at least not that I could tell. And yeah, like he still sleeps with me every night.
I have to sleep with my head in my hand. Yeah. So I kind of get that.
I have to
like
sleep
having
with something
up
under me. I like same. Shove it up under my neck, basically.
If I had a blankie like that when I was younger, I would have probably done the same thing. But yeah, my parents took it.
Yeah. Well, I really love my blankie. Now I have no shame. Now I have no shame.
You have
my
no blankie shame.
I have no
good
blankie
you.
Shame.
You're free
bitch.
From the blankie
I'm free
chains.
From blankie shame. So if you guys have a blankie out there, join the club. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed about
join
it.
Join her. Janelle's going to make a TikTok on blankie TikTok.
I remember a long time I was Googling. I was like, is it weird to be 23 and have a blankie?
Weird? As if the internet's going to give you a confirmed answer. Right. Yes.
It is weird. No, I literally found forums that were like, hello, I'm 32 years old and I have a blah, blah, blah. Like my son is this old and I still have my blankie. My husband makes fun of me for it. Is it weird? And people are like, no, it's not weird. And like, I was reading like Psychology Today articles about like, no, it's okay to have an attachment like that. It brings you like immediate comfort. I feel like a lot of people have, whether that's like a blanket or a pillow or stuffed animal or something that's like immediate comfort. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah.
It's like a drug for me. I love my blankie.
It's comfort. Okay, who wants to share next, ladies?
Who's Let's coming down to the hot seat?
Coming down to Corelli. Show and tell. Yeah,
Corelli's coming down to show and tell.
What have you got to show us?
I'm very excited about this.
So today I brought a couple little things. One of my first little things is my little bag. That's cute. I made this. I love crafts and I love just making things with my hands.
I love that. I'm so not crafty.
Yeah, I love, I don't know, I just like,
I'm jealous. I wish I could craft.
Like I saw something, someone did this on like Pinterest or like Instagram or something. And then I was like, you know what?
Cute.
I need a cute little like makeup bag or like a little pencil pouch.
It's so, so cute.
Adorable.
If you're listening, it's a little pouch that has embroidered like a butter. Is that a butterfly
it's
or
like
moth?
Like a, yeah, butterfly moth.
And then like little moon crescents and stuff above it. It's so,
so
cute.
Pretty.
Can't believe you did that.
Yeah, it looks so good.
And then so I'm so sorry. And then so I also brought my little spool of thread for my embroidery.
How
I love
embroidery.
Yeah, that's what I did with this is I embroidered it. And then like,
oh, that's on there. Oh.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I'll like, yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. So you did that and then you painted.
So like my little spool, just cause I don't know. I like my threads. I like my colors.
How did you learn to do this?
I guess. So my parents are from Mexico and I learned at a really, really young age just because like an aunt, like she was like a great aunt. And we would go to Mexico like every like holiday, so every Christmas, and I mean there was no internet out there, like it was literally like a tiny little ranch, so we didn't like I didn't really have anything except for like my books and like whatever I would take just to like entertain myself. So then an aunt of mine, she was like, hey, do you want to learn how to like embroider? And I was like, yeah, what is that? So then, you know, she gave me like my first little kit, my little hoop, and she gave me a bunch of little threads.
So awesome.
And so like I've been like doing it on and off for like literally like my entire childhood, I guess, like
That's
my entire
so nice.
life.
It's really cool.
So yeah. Relaxing.
It really is. And like, I just need things to like turn my brain off sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
totally.
To, like focus on like one thing. And then let's see. I also brought my crystals. My lapis lazuli, which is like my favorite, crystal.
Did you know that's a very Sagittarius, Sagittarius crystal?
It's really funny. Yeah. And this is like one of the first crystals that I've like always like, that I've like, attracted to is like these like,
that's really interesting.
Really, really like, I guess lapis lazuli in specific, but like,
yeah.
Deep blue. Yeah.
These like really, really blues. And then I brought my little quartz.
Ooh, that's cool.
So rainbow quartz.
Yeah. I got that from Art by Jack.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Art by Jack. We love
Shout
Art by Jack.
Out. Yeah, she's great.
This piece is from Art by Jack.
This giant amethyst up here is by her.
Yeah,
she's amazing. Great.
We'll link her website below.
Mm-hmm.
And then my little mushroom, just because I like little mushrooms.
I have a little mushroom too from
Elsa
her.
By her. Yeah, Elsa
it's
by her.
So cute. Yep.
I have. She sent me those too. They're so cute. I love them.
I love that.
And then my hemp wick, because if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I literally love only hemp wick all the time.
Good for you.
These are good items to describe.
Yeah, these are great. Yeah. That's honestly true.
Yeah, thanks. I tried really hard.
So no, like, you did things awesome.
That, like, you know, that were like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I mean, people would have never known, like, you were from Mexico and, like, you spent a lot of time there as a child and stuff. Like, it's, yeah. I feel like this is a cool way to get to know.
I never thought about that. I was like, well, what am I going to say? What am I going to say about, like, any of these things? But
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, it is perfect.
Yeah. we're excited that we have a Sagittarius on the team now. Because we love Sagittarius.
We love Sagittarius.
Sagittarians.
You guys are some of my faves. I love you guys. But that's awesome. Good for you, Crowley. Thank you for sharing with Show and Tell. We appreciate it. Thank you for showing at Show and Tell.
Quick and to the point.
All right, you're allowed back to your seat now.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. I'm back. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Let's go ahead and do an ad real quick, and we'll be right back to show the rest of the goods.
Sounds good. After spending hours under the studio lights, taking off my podcast glam is the first thing that I look forward to. And I started using Garnier Micellar Water because it's America's number one micellar brand. And it's also so incredibly gentle and hydrating for my skin. It removes everything in one step with zero tugging at my skin, leaving my face feeling refreshed and soothed. It's truly the ultimate sensitive skin hack for anyone with a busy schedule. I keep a bottle in my car. I keep a bottle in my home gym, which is my garage, and it gets extra cold and dry in there. Anywhere where I need a little refresh or to get that makeup off immediately. And of course, I keep it next to my sink at night because it is always my first step when I am getting unready. It's really tough on that makeup. It always gets it all off, but it's gentle on the skin. There's no harsh rubbing involved, no tugging, no rinsing needed even. It instantly lifts away makeup, oil, and dirt. It's truly the best makeup remover for sensitive skin. And it's easy to get. You can grab it on Amazon. Okay, Show and Tell. People always ask me what my favorite crystal or my favorite plant is. So I thought it'd be good to just bring them in. I'm just going to have them as one.
Perfect.
Okay, so I have my current favorite plant.
This thing is so cool.
Which, yeah, I just got this for myself for my birthday because I found it at a little store near us, like a little nursery type situation. And it's Life on the Rocks. It's actually a real lava rock, and the roots go through the rock and pull it up from the bottom.
That's so cool.
Isn't that what the type of plant thing? Is it? It's a umbrella. Oh, I'm forgetting, like umbrella fern, I want to say. Ooh.
It's very
something umbrella something.
It's very cute and little.
I'll put it in the description box. Yeah, you can actually get them. They're by this company called Life on the Rocks. Not sponsored or anything.
That's
it's really cool. Isn't it the coolest thing?
So do they pull it out of like nature like this, or do they grow it themselves from the rock? Or
is
it
like
already sprouted when they get it?
I don't know what they do.
So interesting. It's really cool.
Isn't it? It sucks up a ton of water though. You got to give it water every day.
Damn. It's a needy little baby.
It is. Well, I think it's like supposed, it's kind of like an ocean situation.
Does
you know?
It grow really big and then you have to like replant it, or?
I don't know. Cause you can't really replant it. Like the roots are in the rock.
Right.
I can't like pull them out.
Huh.
So I'm not sure. We'll have to see. I've only had it for like a month now, but.
He seems like he's doing well. He's very cute.
Isn't it pretty?
It's so pretty. Yeah.
I'm into it. But yeah, that's probably one of my favorite plants, or my favorite plant that I own, just cause it's so unique. But also this guy, this is my favorite crystal. And this one specifically, I thought I had lost this for a long time. You know, they say like crystals sometimes leave you and they come back to you when you need them. That happened to me with this guy.
Oh,
and I'm like not letting it out of my sight again because I was so upset over losing this. This is an ocean jasper. I don't even remember where I got this guy, but I just love it because I think it looks like a planet.
Yes.
Doesn't it look like Jupiter or something?
I was going to say, yep, it looks like Jupiter.
It's got a spot even on that side. And it's got this one like crater in the middle, a little hole.
Oh.
I just think it's the coolest thing. And when I was really into meditating with crystals for a while, I used to meditate with this one all the time. It'd be my go-to meditation rock. But I feel like I kind of bonded with it, you know?
Totally. Yep. I know exactly that feeling.
Yeah. So anyway, I brought it to Jamaica like a couple years ago, like 2019 maybe. And I thought I left it there. I thought I literally like left it out at the beach because I brought it down there to take a picture of it in the ocean.
No, the hell yeah, I've done that. That's such a freak. Like, dude, who brings a rock?
I literally have done that. I brought crystals to North Carolina and had a photo shoot of my little crystals on my hand.
Yep. That's what I did. And then I thought I left it at the beach because I didn't see it for a long time. I still don't understand how this ended up back with me because the last time I had it was in Jamaica. And then I couldn't find it. And I came home for like a year and couldn't find it. And then all of a sudden I found it in this house, in my new house. Where? So somehow made it over. Where I don't even remember. I think it was just in a box of stuff in my basement. And I was like, oh my God, this is the one from Jamaica. And then I looked at the picture and it was.
That's really fucking weird.
I know. So I was like, wow.
It made it through a move too. And you didn't even know.
And I don't know how, I don't know where, if it was like maybe in my suitcase. Right. And then I'm not sure. But
wow.
I'm glad I have it now. And I still meditate with it all the time. I leave it in my shower, well, near my bath. So that, you know, that's normally where I meditate is my bath. Mm-hmm. So I can have it near me. And yeah, I just love ocean jasper. That's my favorite crystal, ocean jasper.
I have a piece of ocean jasper that I absolutely love too. It's really pretty.
It's just a really, they unique. All look so different.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Mine looks so completely earthy. Different. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a piece of the planet in your hands. It's just, that's so cool. I mean, any crystal is, right?
And a plant. But look at you, fucking earth sign.
I know. I just love it. I mean, the amount of crystals and plants that I own is like a little ridiculous.
And you guys always say like, do an episode on your plants and crystals. I'm like, okay, but I don't know how to do like a totally dedicated episode to that and make it interesting because we're not like experts on crystals. We need someone who like could really know what they're talking about.
We
to
need
come.
Jacqueline.
Yeah, seriously, we do. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you got to show at least a little glimpse.
I love it. I thought it had a good little story attached to it. But anyway.
Okay, let me get my next piece over here.
Fantastic.
Okay, so this guy, if you're listening, is a little like ceramic Westie dog. And he, I don't know, he's not very big. He's like 6 inches big, maybe. But he has a little, he's white, but he has a little painting like on his face up through his eyes and his nose. So they're black. And then on the ear, their name is Jack. And this little guy, so this goes back to our grandparents. Our grandparents were huge dog people. Yeah. And I feel like we inherited that.
Definitely.
They
clearly.
Were really into their dogs.
Yeah, they were.
They had dogs their whole lives. I mean, they've, even when, you know, we were kids, they had dogs. And
they'd always have one dog at a time.
They'd always have one.
And it was their child.
Yeah, it was literally their baby. So their last dog that they got before they passed away was a little Westie named Jack. And he was like their literal child. And one time I saw this little statue thing. I don't even remember where I saw it. Some store. And I was like, oh my God, it's Jack. I need to get it for them. So I brought it home. Aww. And my stepmom, who's really good at like art and stuff, drew on the little eyes and nose and then put the little name on his ear. And
that's cute.
Gifted it to them years back and they were like obsessed with it. I remember they were like, this is the greatest thing. It looks just like him. And it was, they like put it on their little mantle or on their little bookshelf or whatever.
I never heard that.
Yeah. And
it's cute.
I remember I'd go to their house and I would see it and they'd be like, oh, we love Jack. And then
Jack's still alive, just so y'all know.
Yeah, Jack's still kicking. My dad adopted Jack once it became too much for them to take care of and stuff. Yeah. So Jack's been with us for a long time now and he loves his little life. He's very happy. But more recently when our grandpa passed away, we were going through, because at that point our grandma was already in memory care. So he lived in an apartment by himself theoretically. And so we were going through a lot of the stuff. And I found it and I was like, oh my gosh, I should bring him back home. I was like, I really want him. So
that's so cute.
I have him now and he's very special to me. Every time I see him, I just think of how happy Grandy was. Like his face lit up, this little, like, I think he was like probably like $10 or something from some random store, put his name on the ear.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it makes me very happy. I'm glad that he's like still in the family. Little Jack.
I love that. That's so good.
Yeah, I miss our grandparents, but I have a lot of stuff too. That like reminds me of them and
me too
was like handed down once they passed away. It was a really therapeutic experience. Kendall and I both went to this apartment, like kind of sifted through stuff, and
yeah,
it's really special that we do have a lot of their stuff.
I know, it's nice. And around the house I have like several of their just items and pottery and stuff.
Yeah,
it's so nice to have things of your grandparents in your home.
I know, you know, it is. Yeah, it's really special.
It is. Okay, so my next one is actually a jewelry box, a heart-shaped jewelry box from Things Remembered.
Dude, I loved that store.
Yeah, it's at Park Meadows Mall. Joshy got this for me back, gosh, I mean, it was 2011. So yeah, 10 Damn. Years now, this yes. thing is. Yep. And I just thought it was so cute because at the time he gave this to me and we were only together for less than a year at that point. And he wrote, "Kendall, I will love you through this life and the next." Just like his little thing he's always said to me.
It's very cute.
I know.
He had it engraved. Was there anything in it when he gave it to you or just the little box?
No, I've just kept it empty pretty much just because I like the box. Yeah. But yeah. Aww. Isn't that cute?
That's very cute. You'll have that forever.
Yeah. The fact that it said that and that's such a serious phrase for when you're teenagers in high school. Damn. You know?
That didn't scare you away? It would have freaked me out a little bit. Really? My Leo ass.
Oh, I loved it. I was like, oh, commitment. Yes. Tauruses love that. And he's an earth sign. So we were like, yes. Yeah.
That's very cute.
We still say this phrase. We still, you know, write our cards and sign it that way. So, yeah, this is just something special from him.
Love that. Very cute. Okay, Sid, you ready to come to the hot seat?
Okay. So I'm going to start with this one. This is a candle. My mom actually got this for me in Murphy's, California, which is like kind of in the middle of nowhere, but. They like to go to a winery over there. So this guy makes these handmade candles. Like he has all these different designs. And so basically.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I haven't lit it yet.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's so pretty. If you're listening, it's like all, it's kind of like carved, is it not? It's like, yeah, it's so like 3D.
When this like is lit, then it will illuminate.
Oh, yeah. What? Okay. That's so cool.
So I wonder if it's one of those types that eventually can just hollow out and then you can put another candle in it.
I was wondering. I don't know.
Sometimes you can burn just the middle.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's cool.
If you're listening, it's all like ocean themed. There's like corals and a mermaid and jellyfish.
I love that.
It's really cute. Wait, so when did she give that to you? A while back?
It was like when we first moved back to Colorado and like because she... is like a member at the winery.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah. She like, she got one with like a geisha, which is really cool. Oh, like lit cool. Up. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah. My next thing is super random.
I was gonna say, what is that?
It looks like sushi.
Yeah.
Are those pins?
They are.
Oh my God.
And it's rice.
So cool.
And,
in
you know.
The sushi rice?
Sushi. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I love that.
So,
do you use the pins?
No, I just like to take them out and put them back in.
Is it like a soothing thing for you?
It really is. I mean,
where did you get this?
Play with it?
Jared got that for me. So random.
Really?
But I love it to like just like pull them out and put them in.
Oh, I can see that's very satisfying.
It's very satisfying. Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
They've been together a long time.
Oh my God. That's so cute. Yeah. Like a little sushi roll. I love that.
And then... my last one is a canvas of my baby.
Yes.
This is baby Callie.
Callie is so cute.
Oh my God. She's so cute.
Tell them about Callie.
Mm-hmm.
She is 11 months. She's going to be one next month.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a mini golden doodle.
She's so fucking cute.
She's very sassy. And I just thought this picture was super cute and got it blown up and put on a canvas.
Where is that picture from?
I think at the park. Down the street.
That's such good quality. It's so cute. You took it with your phone?
My sister took the photo of her. And so.
Such a good picture.
That is so cute. Here, I'm going to put it up to the camera a little bit.
Yay.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute.
But yeah, that's.
And she's like the love of your life. You and Jared became parents this year. Big deal.
She runs she runs the show.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Jared is like obsessed with her. Like, I know you love her, but like, he's like.
He's like always a protective dad.
He's always worried about it. What's she doing? Where is she? Like,
oh my, I know.
So cute. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Gosh, can you imagine?
What? Yeah. When we really have kids, it's going to be scary. Obsessed.
That's my stuff.
Yay. Hey,
thank you for sharing. Yes.
Thanks for sharing, Sid.
Sydney is a Taurus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just to clarify.
Yes, if you're wondering. So, yeah.
We are Taurus sisters. Actually, me and Sydney have incredibly similar birth charts. It's so weird because we were born 2 days apart and most of our placements are the same. Most of them. So it's really interesting. We're very similar people.
That's interesting because I feel like it go both ways. Like you guys are obviously like best friends, but then
we have different moods.
Totally could have like gone opposite where you're like too alike or you don't get along. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it definitely could have for sure. But yeah, we're really, really similar.
Yeah. Okay. Let me show you my next item. This is my last one.
Now this definitely describes you.
Yeah. Okay. This is a poster that's framed of a little backstory. If you don't know, I'm a huge fan of the Grateful Dead. My parents were huge fans of the Dead. They've seen well over probably 150 shows live.
Damn.
They love the Dead, and I somehow got into it in high school and really wasn't even from them. I kind of discovered it on my own. But anyways, my mom and I went to this concert years back, and it was kind of like, they called it like their Fare Thee Well show because they have since like kind of branched off because the lead singer, Jerry, has passed away and a long time ago. I was even born. So I never actually saw him. But they've had kind of like different renditions. And so one of these was a big show in San Jose, California, and it was called like the Fare Thee Well. It was like their big goodbye, they claimed, but then they like came back and do like tours all the time with John Mayer and shit. So I'm like, okay, guys, you act like this was like the last time you're all playing together. Uh-huh. And then you don't.
It's sell that goodbye merch.
Yeah, sell that goodbye merch. But anyways, my mom and I had the best time at that show. It was so fun. I just have so many wonderful memories from there. And she gifted me this beautiful poster of the show, and
that is so cool.
If you're listening, it's very psychedelic. It's a cat, because there's a song that's really famous from them called China Cat. It's one of my favorites. So it's this cat in this robe, and she's wearing this crown, and she's surrounded by all these like flowers and butterflies, and it's very like holographic, psychedelic looking.
Yeah, it's got like a rainbow.
Yeah, there's a little tortoise at the bottom because a turtle's like another sign. They have this song called Terrapin Station, so they love turtles as well. But this is just so meaningful to me. And actually, she surprised me with this well after we got back and everything. Like, I think started selling them online. I think there's only like maybe 100 of these guys out there.
Really?
And yeah, wow. She surprised me with it, and I love it so much.
After spending hours under the studio lights, taking off my podcast glam is the first thing that I look forward to. And I started using Garnier Micellar Water because it's America's number one micellar brand. And it's also so incredibly gentle and hydrating for my skin. It removes everything in one step with zero tugging at my skin, leaving my face feeling refreshed and soothed. It's truly the ultimate sensitive skin hack for anyone with a busy schedule. I keep a bottle in my car. I keep a bottle in my home gym, which is my garage, and it gets extra cold and dry in there. Anywhere where I need a little refresh or to get that makeup off immediately. And of course, I keep it next to my sink at night because it is always my first step when I am getting unready. It's really tough on that makeup. It always gets it all off, but it's gentle on the skin. There's no harsh rubbing involved, no tugging, no rinsing needed even. It instantly lifts away makeup, oil, and dirt. It's truly the best makeup remover for sensitive skin. And it's easy to get. You can grab it on Amazon.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That is gorgeous. Is it like metal?
No, I don't know. I remember.
It's so shiny.
I don't know if I've ever felt it. I think it's just literally like a regular piece of paper poster, but it's like printed hollow. It's
gorgeous.
And yeah, it's so pretty. I have lots of Grateful Dead art, but this is definitely one of my favorites. That's so
really unique. I love
that. I want to share. It just brings me really good memories of my mom and I. It was such a fun trip. We went down to San Francisco together, and it was just really fun. So
San Francisco's so fun.
Oh my God. I love that. It's the coolest fucking place. City, dude. That's yeah. like one of my top places.
It really is.
You like grew up around there. Sid.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's like my stomping ground.
I know.
You're stomping
not really Sid. Stomping grounds, but you know.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
love you grew up San there. Fran. The yeah. Bay Area is the bomb.
Yeah. Ugh, so beautiful. So it's so unique.
I've only been once, but I loved it.
I've only been once too. And
oh, really?
Yeah, I've only been. That was my first time ever going, my first and only time. And
well, it sounds like we're due to go back.
Oh my God, I would love to go back. There's so many other things that I want to see. And I wasn't even 21 when I went, so we couldn't even like drink or anything, but it was so fun. It was
that
really
sounds
good
amazing.
Time. It was great. I love San Francisco. Highly recommend.
Yeah, well, now that the pandemic's coming to an end here, maybe we can go mm-hmm. pretty
I'm
soon.
So
that'd be amazing.
So ready.
Maybe we can go on tour soon.
Dude,
go to
that'd
San Francisco.
Be sweet.
Would you guys like to, us to go on tour?
Oh my God, if we go to tour in San Francisco.
We're talking with a tour company right now. We'll have to see. We'll have to
it's
see
a lot
how
more
that plays out.
Than it
is.
It's a lot.
A lot of logistics.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me get my last item.
Yes.
I'll be right back. Okay, so my final show and tell item is this bunny, Raisin. He's a 2-year-old Flemish giant mix that came from my bunny, Aria, who is a Flemish giant. Oh.
Come here, bud. He's like freaking out. He's like, what's going
where
on?
Where is this place?
And he's camera shy.
Well, that's a little much, bud. I know. So anyway, Raisin has had quite an interesting life since he first started on 4/20/2019.
Oh, yeah. His birthday.
Yep. He's 2 years old now. But bunnies live quite a long life, a lot longer than people realize. So Raisin is up for adoption right now. I've had him up for adoption for the past couple of months. He was part of the litter that, so if you didn't know, I adopted a rabbit, and when I adopted her, she was already 2 weeks pregnant, and their gestation cycle is 4 weeks, so she had babies 2 weeks later.
Side note, the fact that their gestation cycle is 4 weeks?
I know. It's very
That's
quick.
That's insane.
It was very intense. So yeah, we had no idea she was pregnant. She got pregnant at her foster home that she was staying at. And she had 8 babies and
randomly.
Yeah. And it was such a period of our lives. Like, damn, the rabbit chapter was huge because it was so much work to raise 8 Flemish giant rabbits. Like, these are huge rabbits. And even though they're all mixes because they're half mini lop. So they're smaller than their mom, thankfully. But damn, even then, they're big.
Well, these it was at first it was like, oh, it's so cute. They fit in a little basket. And then like 2 weeks later, they're like, oh, OK, I guess we need to upgrade their space. Oh, OK, I guess we need to upgrade their space.
Yeah. And then we had to start splitting them up. And it was just right. like, oh, my gosh, it was so hard. So we ended up adopting the babies out to different subscribers. That's how we found Corelli, too. She adopted one of our rabbits. And another person who someone adopted Raisin, and she just realized that it wasn't a good fit. She wanted to travel more. And rabbits are a lot of work. They really are more than people realize. Like, they are an exotic species. So the reason we named Raisin Raisin is because he was the most shriveled up bun when he was a baby. He was the runt. Mm-hmm. And I was worried that he wouldn't make it. But every time he would look shriveled, that was a sign that he was dehydrated. So I would give him some goat milk and like puff him back up to a grape.
Yeah, that's literally what it was.
Yeah. So I named him Raisin because of that.
Sweet.
And he's such a sweet bunny. And he's always had just such a special place for me and Josh, you know, in our hearts, because he's the runt. And we were so happy that he survived, that we were able to feed him the goat's milk and stuff.
He's almost, he's bigger than some of the other bunnies now. Mm-hmm. Like, Blaze is smaller, I feel like, than him.
Oh, no.
No?
Really? Oh. Blaze is like big. Girl.
Oh, I never see Blaze because she hides.
He's small.
Oh,
Raisin's
he?
Like, he's the smallest one in the litter.
Oh, okay.
I'd say out of all the babies.
He's thriving.
I know. He's super happy. We love having him. He's such a good rabbit, but he doesn't get along with the rabbits that we have, especially my little male Holland Lop, who's like 4 pounds, and he just can't handle
Raisin.
He's
pressing the buttons on there. he just pressed filthy animal.
Oh, hell yeah. He says, that's what I am. That's what he's saying about Apollo. It's like that little shit. That but anyway, shit. They've had some brawls, and just the smell of him, the other bunnies don't even like his scent. So he's been living in Josh's office, like separate from them. But it's just too much to have, because we're constantly like going back and forth between the rooms, and they smell him and like freak out. And Apollo's like always ready to like charge out and fight. And so they're like always on edge, and they mark because of it. And he's not as happy because he's just like alone, you know? It's one thing to have a single bunny if they're kind of your only pet,
sure.
and you're with them all the time. But we have you know, we've got multiple dogs, cats. We don't have time to be with him all day, every day. So we decided to, well, we gave him up for adoption. He's already been rehomed. He went to someone else for about 6 months, and then she decided it wasn't a good fit. She just did not understand like how much work goes into rabbits and like how much of a
commitment.
Responsibility it is. Yeah, it's a serious, it's not like getting a fish. Like,
right.
It's a big deal. You know, these guys have to be seen by an exotic vet. They're special animals. They're really cool. They're lagomorphs. A lot of people think they're rodents. There's just a lot of misinformation about them. Anyway, she did not want him anymore. And I didn't want her to rehome him because then I'd have no control of the process. So I went and picked him back up. Actually drove down and got him from New Mexico. I met another couple there and there's like a vlog of it. And we've had him ever since. We've had him for over a year now living in Josh's mm-hmm. office. And we have listed him for adoption on our Instagram at one point. And then we decided we wanted to keep him again because we love him. Like, he's a really good rabbit.
He's so cute.
Definitely probably our favorite baby. And that's why we'd love to keep him. But yeah, it's just, it's not a good fit. And we don't want to stress him out anymore. And having the other scent so close by is just difficult. There's so many difficulties that come with having two different rabbit setups in the
same
house.
Plus, it takes two rooms. Like, right. That's a lot of space.
It's a lot of space. Exactly. And he's alone in there. So yeah. I just feel like he'd be better with an owner that they're in an apartment, or, you know, they can be with him all the time, or someone who has another rabbit that he could slowly bond with over time. So he wouldn't be as lonely. I just think he'd be way happier. So I am just re-putting it out there that if anyone in Colorado or someone in a nearby state is interested in a rabbit that's pretty litter trained, he's like, I'd say like 90% litter trained.
He's the most trained of all
more.
Of them.
Yes. He's definitely our prize boy.
He's such a good boy.
He's so funny. He's got so much personality. He loves to like run around outside and do binkies, and he's sweet. He'll like lick you. He never bites. He's
so cute.
An angel. He's such a good rabbit. We like, it breaks our heart to have to, you know, do this, but we are not in any rush to adopt him out. Like, he can stay with us as long as he needs to. I just know it's something that eventually needs to happen. So we're just going to wait till we find the perfect fit. And I wanted to bring it to the sesh because it's like a smaller audience, and I just feel safer with this audience for some reason.
Yeah.
Versus blasting it out there on socials and stuff. It's kind of hard. You never know who's going to apply.
Most people who are watching this show are like fans of, like, they're not like haters or like, you know what I mean? Like, because it's a pretty small show.
The amount of trolling I got to the application about like people being like, I'm going to put them in a stew.
Yeah. What
like,
the oh my fucking God. Hell is that? So, please don't say that. Jesus.
No, people say stuff like that all the time to me on the rabbits. I think it's just like a troll thing. I don't know. It doesn't really bother me, but it's like,
my dad will literally tell me that every time he like sees Athena. Your he's like, are you ready to like cook her up? And I'm like, oh no, my God, she's my baby.
Seriously. And they really are like babies. They're like little dogs or cats.
They have such personalities.
They do.
Like you said, they're not rodents, but even like to compare their personalities, like they're totally different than like having a guinea pig or something like that. Like, they really are like little dogs.
Yeah, they really are.
Like, but also between cats. A dog and a cat.
Yeah, that's what I always say too.
Yes.
But yeah, he's such a great bun. And if anyone's interested in him, there will be an application in the description box. Please only apply if you are serious and understand what you're getting into with a rabbit. This is, you know, I want this to be a permanent home for him. Yeah. His last stop.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to rehome him again.
No, he says I need one house and one house only.
Exactly. And if you're looking for like a little companion, dude, he is the one. He's so great. Telling you, this bunny is so special and so amazing.
I don't want you to put your paw in the hole of that table.
He's like, so what are you doing?
Cute. Yeah, he's like, okay, get me off this fucking slidey table.
He's very sweet, though. He's really good.
He's doing really good for being in a weird-ass space.
I know. He's kind of tweaking,
but he's
super chill.
Still pretty chill. Yeah, he's not that bad.
He can totally adapt to anything. The only thing I do want to say, though, is none of the rabbits that we have can be in cages. They're all too big. Plus, I just don't think rabbits should really be in cages all the time anyway. So he will need to be free roamed around the house or in like an exercise pen or his own room or something like that.
Yeah, you guys have like a dedicated room for him.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Very cute.
So if you're interested, let me know.
I would take him if I could.
I know.
John's like hella allergic to everything basically. So he told me no.
Yeah.
Very sad.
He said no.
But he's my favorite. So I really wanted to get some good loving.
I want whoever gets him, because I have a feeling someone's out there, like the perfect fit. And I just hope it's someone that I can like stay in touch with and get pictures, because I've stayed in touch with everyone who has one of my rabbits. And like, I still kind of get to see their progress.
And he's neutered.
Yep.
So no worries about that.
Vaccinated, up to date, went to the vet about a year ago.
Do bunnies have microchips?
I don't think so. He doesn't have one. Yeah, okay. I don't know if you can get your bunny microchipped. Well, they don't really like go outside.
Right.
So
that's true.
I guess if you were to let it. Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it could be useful, bunny microchips. but yeah, that is that. I will have an adoption application below if you are legitimately interested. But yeah, that is going to be it for us this week, you guys, on the sesh.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. We hoped you liked this. I know this was something different, but it sounded really fun when you came up with the idea. Mm-hmm. So let us know if you want to see more of this.
I think it's good. Get to know us a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's a more chiller episode. I know we've been talking about a lot of spicy shit lately, so we thought we'd talk about some like good things that bring us joy and yeah. So anyways, thanks so much for joining us. Special shout out to Sydney and Corelli for taking the hot seat. We appreciate you guys.
Yes. First time on camera.
Yeah, first time on camera. You guys did great. Cameras are nerve-wracking for sure.
Oh, yeah. Took me a long time.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys, if you are just watching on YouTube, we'd really appreciate it if you hopped over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to follow us and subscribe and even leave us a review. If you have another second, that would be really helpful. It really does help the show, and we're super thankful for anyone who does do that. I know I see comments being like, I had to hop over to Spotify just to make sure that, you know, you guys are, my episode's downloaded and whatever. So thank you guys for the support. We really appreciate you.
Yeah.
And that's going to be it for this sesh, guys. We'll see you on the next one. But until then, keep it fresh.